Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Linda, I just want to say good morning and want to ask you first and foremost about all the calls that we've been getting, letters we've seen that were sent to different individuals where they said they were threatened. Where does that stand, Linda, as far as people feeling like they're being intimidated and threatened, even for putting a lawn sign on their yard or in front of their business?
Good morning, Dawn. And I want to just clarify something. You always talk about the Republican National Committee website, protectthevote.com, but you say it's Linda Kearns' website, but it is the Republican National Committee's website. It is President Trump's website.
Sorry.
Yeah, you kind of give me like a little bit of a promotion there. I do. I'm an attorney. I represent the Republican National Committee. I am proud to represent President Donald J. Trump in this election, but it is we have a team. It is our website. So it's certainly not the Linda Kearns website, but it is so important for your listeners to go to protectthevote.com. You can sign up to help, but you can also report any type of integrity issue there. You can see there's a button you can push to report that kind of stuff. And that's what we want with this terrible, terrible voter intimidation that's going on. There is no place for it. We have a First Amendment, which means that you can speak freely, you can debate, but you cannot threaten people. And what is happening is absolutely wrong. So what we're telling people is, first of all, preserve the evidence. If you receive one of these letters, immediately put it in a Ziploc bag, because if there is any evidence on it, any fingerprints, we want that preserved. Contact your local authorities. Contact the local police. Get a police report for us. Like, do what you would normally do if you're the victim of a crime. Report it to your county board of elections. Report it to your district attorney. The Department of State has a phone line, 1-877 Votes, PA, VOTESPA. If you received it through the mail, you contact your postal inspector, and please report it to us, because we have a team now who is working on this, because this should not be happening. And we're going to work with federal and state authorities to make sure that this is investigated and whoever did this is brought to justice, because this is absolutely has no place in these elections.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm glad that we, throughout the day yesterday, started on Kale and Company, and then throughout the day, people were calling in, letting us know what was happening, and that kind of, whether it was somebody stealing a sign or intimidation, voicemails, all of that. And I certainly hate to hear that, but I think it's good to let people know you're not alone, that this is a thing and there's something you can do about it. And that's so important.
Right. Absolutely. And the Republican National Committee, we are behind our voters and we want to help them. And that's why we ask that after you go through the channels and report it to local law enforcement, you let us know, because we're collecting all this information so that we can absolutely stay on top of it. So your show and the show this morning, it just helps so much to get information out to voters, and we couldn't be more appreciative.
Yeah. What do you make of, Elon Musk in Delco at the Ridley High School there and taking questions? I mean, and he took questions on, there were a ton of techie minded people and cryptocurrency people. So he attracts kind of an eclectic group of individuals who are fans of his, maybe from the tech side. But on the other hand, there were some of those people who have lost hope. And maybe until they met him, maybe they didn't want to vote because they feel that they've lost faith that the elections, have truth and transparency and integrity. What do you make of all of that as far as people who just won't come out to vote because they've lost faith?
Right. And that's something I never like to hear. But what I can tell voters is that as the attorney for the Republican National Committee here in Pennsylvania, I have never been given the team or the resources that I've been given for this election cycle. Chairman Whatley came and met with me in February, I think, of this year, and we sat down and we talked about what was needed to make elections in Pennsylvania fair and safe. And I have a great team behind me. I have recruited many, 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 many lawyers. I am scheduling them all now so that they will be at the mail ballot canvases, watching the mail ballot canvas, to make sure that those votes are counted correctly. I train these lawyers. You actually helped me. You came on a training and gave a little bit of a pep talk. We have recruited poll watchers to be our eyes and ears in the polling place for polling places all across the Commonwealth. I have an attorney whose only job is Philadelphia, and he is recruiting poll watchers for us in Philadelphia to make sure that we have a presence in all 1,703 polling places. So we are out there. We are out there protecting the vote, but we need the voters to vote. And like you said, on Monday, that's the last day to register. So anyone who hasn't registered yet, they should go to swampthevote.com. Also swampthevoteusa.com. It will take you right to the portal where you can register to vote. And then once you're registered, you can make a plan to vote. You can request a mail ballot. However, we're running out of time because you have to make that request by October 29th. So, you know, you want to get that done right away. And if you don't, then make a plan to go to your polling place on Election Day.
You know, a while back when everybody was expecting their mail-in ballot, and there was this back and forth with the Montgomery County official who took it upon himself to do like a selfie video and say, it's all about me. I'm the first in Pennsylvania to cast my vote. I know that the Republican National Committee attorneys got involved and said, we want to make sure that this was a transparent policy and that all the, you know, all the rules were followed. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but the I's were dotted, the T's were crossed. And so what's the result of that? Because I see a lot of headlines right now that the lawsuit was withdrawn in the way that it's written. And you know me, Linda, from a journalism school background, right? That's my career. I'm always critical of the way things are reported. But what's the bottom line as far as Montgomery County goes?
Right. So the counties cannot begin to test their ballots until the secretary certifies the ballot. So we do not know who's going to be on the ballot until the secretary certifies the ballot. And the secretary of the state of Pennsylvania did not certify the ballot until September 16th on Monday. Tuesday morning, that commissioner was posting selfies that he already voted. And we immediately reached out and said, how could he have voted so soon? How could you have had time to test that ballot between September 16th in the afternoon and the Tuesday morning, September 17th? And when they did not answer us, we sued. And what we found out as a result of that litigation was that they actually tested what they thought was going to be the ballot 6 days ahead of time. They tested it on September 10th. So instead of waiting for the secretary to tell them what was going to be on the ballot, they just tried to guess, and that's the one that they tested. But they as a result of our suit, we believe, they held back because he had also tweeted out that they were going to send out 100,000 mail ballots, but they held off until they did their more thorough testing on Monday, September 23rd. So what we found out in that lawsuit was they indeed did not test those ballots before he voted on them Tuesday morning. What they had done was test a ballot that they guessed would be the configuration. And Dawn, they may have landed the plane this time, because eventually when they did do the full testing on September 23rd, they passed. Maybe they did land the plane this time, but that is not how we administer elections in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You don't just guess. You don't just do things ahead of time. You do things when you're supposed to do them. And by holding him accountable, we're showing our voters that we are watching every single step of the way, and we're holding these officials accountable. So that lawsuit, we did, that was the point of the lawsuit, to find out about the testing. So once we knew that, we withdrew it, because we are not interested in slowing down the process. Mm-hmm. We are not interested in interfering. We are not interested in the counties using resources, you know, for litigation with us when they should be counting the votes. But that lawsuit did exactly what we wanted, which was we got them to admit in a stipulation that they tested basically a test ballot rather than the real ballot. And that should never, ever, ever happen.
And so this, to me, you know, zooming way out, Linda Kearns, is to me, it's a victory, because for any voter, no matter how they're going to vote, they can look at this process and say, hey, you have watchdogs. You have people who are questioning everything, that it's legal and that there is transparency. That's what happened here. And isn't that a good thing? It's a win-win for everybody because it's all about election integrity and making sure that everybody's feet are held to the fire, basically.
Absolutely, and that's why I spend so much time on your shows, on your station, and the RNC has me booked on all sorts of other media. I want voters to understand what we're doing. I don't want to be quiet about it. And it's not just me. It's not mm-hmm. about Linda Kearns. It's about the Republican National Committee. Obviously, that commissioner, Neil Mahija, I think his name is, it's all about him. He mm-hmm. wanted to send out a selfie. Well, it's not all about me. It's about the Republican National Committee, and I want everyone to know about the team that we have in place that is working literally day and night. We're keeping Dawn Stensland hours now. I don't know how you do it. But we are working for the voters. And you know, I think I've said before on your show that people have died for our right to vote. Like, we have the best country in the world. I am so proud to live here. I am so thankful that God chose when I was born that I would be born in this country. And I am so interested in preserving our liberty. And the way that we do that is we vote. And we're getting down to the wire. If you are not registered, you have to do so by Monday. And if you request a mail ballot, you have to do so by October 29th. So we're really getting down to the wire. And, you know, convincing your friends and family to vote, it actually works if you can be nice about it. I have two nephews in college. They confirmed that they sent their mail ballots back. And then my one nephew who's down in college in Florida, he got his two friends to send their mail ballots back to Pennsylvania. And then I have two nieces in college, and one responded she did it and one hasn't, so I'm just going to keep haunting her until she does. But every vote counts. So if you know people who you can talk to about voting, just make sure they vote. If you have elderly people in your family that need help, you know, getting to the polls or whatever, you help them. You reach out, because we need every vote. And I think that's what Elon Musk, that's his mm-hmm. message too. Yes. We need every vote.
ProtectTheVote.com. I know that you still could use some volunteers, some observers.
Absolutely. If you go to ProtectTheVote.com and sign up, we can place you in a polling place as an observer, and we can also place you at the mail ballot canvases to watch that process. Yeah, we absolutely need people. That's what these operations are all about, the ground game, as many volunteers as we can get. So please, if you can help us on election day, please just go to ProtectTheVote.com and sign up. We'll train you. We have webinars every so often. We have a guest star like Dawn Stensland or Rizzioli. So, you know, we really are reaching out to all the voters. And what we find too, Dawn, is when the voters go through our training, constantly they say to me, wow, I wish, you know, I didn't know that's how it worked. I'm so glad you explained it. So we're also giving the voters the knowledge of how the process works. And I hope we're giving them faith that their vote does count, and we need every vote. I hope it's not a close election. My life will be a lot easier if this is just a blowout. But I don't know. And we need every single vote. And, you know, we it's 18 days out. You don't know what's going to happen between now and election day. So we just need everybody.
Well, Linda Kearns, I hope we continue the conversation. I know people have a lot of questions. So I hope that we continue the conversation, my friend. Thank you, Linda Kearns.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dawn.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.